Hong Kong Certificate of Education Examination 2008, English Language, Paper 2, Listening and Integrated Skills. Instructions to candidates. You should have on your desk a question answer book and a data file. Do not open them until you are told to do so. I repeat, do not open the question answer book or the data file until you are told to do so. Now, write your candidate number in the space provided on page 1 of the question answer book. Now, look at your question answer book. Check that your question answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of paper on the last page. Now, stick your barcode labels in the spaces provided on pages 1, 3, and 5. Close the question answer book when you have finished. Now, look at your data file. Check that your data file has no missing pages. Look for the words, "This is the last page of the data file," on the last page. You are reminded that all examination materials will be played once only. The test consists of 5 tasks. You should use a pencil to answer all questions in tasks 1 and 2. For tasks 3, 4, and 5, you should use a pen. Put your hand up now if you have any difficulties. It is not possible to handle complaints after you have taken the test. The test is about to begin. Keep your earphones on until you are told to take them off. Open your question answer book. You should use a pencil for tasks 1 and 2 of the paper. Task 1 is about to begin. Look at page 2 of your question answer book. Situation. You are Andy Lim, a Secondary 5 student in a local secondary school. You are the president of a newly formed club called the Brain Power Club, and have been asked to lead a number of projects aimed at raising awareness of new and different ways of learning. You have 5 tasks to complete. In order to do this, you need to follow the instructions in the question answer book and on the recording. You will find all of the information you need in the question answer book, the data file, and the recording. You will now have 2 minutes to study the question answer book in order to familiarize yourself with the situations in tasks 1 and 2 before the recording begins. 1. You and your classmate Tess have decided to sign up for a free brain booster course offered by BrainWorks. You are helping her to fill in her application form. Listen and complete the form below. You now have 30 seconds to look at the form.
Hey, Tess! You said you were interested in signing up for that free brain booster course this summer, didn't you? I've just signed up for it myself.
Oh, yes. It's with BrainWorks, isn't it? I did one of their courses last year. It was really good.
So, do you want me to sign up for you, too, while I'm on the website?
Let's have a look. Yeah, why not?
OK, so name. Tess Chan.
Actually, my real name is Teresa. Theresa. It's just that everyone calls me Tess.
Really? I didn't know that. OK, let me put Teresa Chan in the name box. And school. Kowloon Government Secondary School.
You've spelt government wrong. Look.
Oops, so I have. I always make mistakes when I type too fast. Right, Kowloon Government Secondary School. That's okay now, isn't it?
Yes.
And age 16?
Not anymore. It was my birthday last week.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks.
What's your email address?
greenangel@yahoo.com.
What? Green what?
Green Angel. A-N-G-E-L. All one word.
Why can't you just have your name like a normal person?
I like the name Green Angel. I use it all the time online.
OK. greenangel@yahoo.com.
Yes, that's right.
And your phone number?
92276381.
92276381. Right. Now, you have to choose when and where you want to attend the course. I've gone for Wan Chai as my first choice.
No, not Wan Chai for me. Too far to travel. I live in Sha Tin, so that would be convenient. But I will be coming into the school sometimes to work on a summer project, so Chim Sa Choi would be okay too.
Well, pick one for your first choice.
Well, I'd prefer a course in the morning, and I don't want to get up too early, so I guess the one nearest home.
Okay. And Chim Sa Choi a second choice?
Right.
What about the dates? There are four choices here.
The one in the second half of July would be best. It'll get me ready to go back to school.
Right. Start the year with your brain already boosted.
The 2nd of June is no good. I'm going on holiday with my parents. I think my second choice would be the course starting on the 23rd of June.
Right. I've marked that. And you said a morning course. Now, they want to know if there are any special things you'd like to be able to learn better.
Yes, I want to be able to remember English vocabulary better.
Remember English vocabulary better. Right. Seems to me that your English vocabulary is already pretty good.
Well, it's not bad, but it can always be better.
Right. Anything else?
Yes. I want to improve my maths too.
Improve maths. Okay. I think I need to improve my maths too. I did really badly in the last test. Just one more question. You said you did a course with BrainWorks last year.
Yes, that's right.
What was the name of the course?
It was called Effective Study Skills.
Effective Study Skills? How do you spell effective?
EFFECTIVE. You should know that. It was a good course. I got a lot of useful tips to help me use my time effectively.
That's done. Oh, no, it's not. They want to know where you heard about the course.
From you, of course.
Right, so, friend. Fine, I'll just click to submit it and we're finished.
Great. I hope there are still places left. I'm looking forward to it.
That is the end of task one. Task two. Your school has asked you to redesign a large multipurpose room so that it becomes a better learning environment for the students. You are discussing this task with your classmate, Tess. Listen to the conversation and complete the floor plan of the room below. You now have 30 seconds to study the floor plan.
Andy, you said that we needed to come up with a plan to redesign the multi-purpose room and submit it to Ms. Young by the end of the week. Can we work on something now?
Okay. What do we have to look at?
Well, the school secretary has given me this simple floor plan, which gives us an idea of the space we have. As you can see, the MPR, or the multi-purpose room, is a simple rectangle. I've drawn in some of the things that I think we should have.
I see. What are the two shaded bits on the right-hand side of the plan?
Oh, those are the two windows. You'd better write that down on each of the shaded bits so that Ms. Young will know what they are. Use a pencil first in case we make mistakes.
OK, so I'll just write window here. On the shaded part, right?
Yes, on the shaded part. And because there are two windows, you'll have to write the word window twice.
OK. Window and window. There you are. Two windows. What's this shaded part here on the top of the plan near the corner on the left?
That's the door. So could you write door on the shaded part?
OK. Door.
Right. See this long, thin rectangle on the left-hand side of the plan?
This one here?
Yes. That's an interactive whiteboard that we've ordered. I've just spoken to Miss Young and she said that we have the money to order two more. This means that we'll be able to have them stretching from one end of the wall to the other. So, we should draw two more long rectangles, one on either side of this one.
What do you mean?
Well, we will be getting a total of three interactive whiteboards. Only one is shown here, so you need to draw two more. Draw one rectangle above and another one below. They should be the same size.
Okay. Three whiteboards which will cover the whole wall and with the sides touching.
Right. Now, you need to write down what they are. But instead of writing it down three times like you did with window, you can just write interactive whiteboard down once and draw an arrow pointing to each rectangle.
How do you spell interactive whiteboard?
Interactive is I-N-T-E-R and the word active.
I-N-T-E-R, active. It's one word, right?
Yes, one word. Whiteboard is just white and board. Again, one word.
OK, whiteboard. Done.
Good. Oh, don't forget to draw the arrows.
Oh, yes. What's next?
OK, look at this wall here where the door is. We are going to put three things here. A vending machine, a cupboard and a bookshelf. I've already drawn in the boxes and you just need to label them.
Right.
First of all, write down the word bookshelf in that rectangle in the corner.
Bookshelf. Done.
The cupboard is next to the bookshelf. The vending machine, which is the smallest of the three, is between the cupboard and the door.
Cupboard. You mentioned a machine.
Yes, a vending machine. Dr. Brown from BrainWorks recommended a vending machine somewhere in the NPR because she thought that having food and drinks available would help to make the atmosphere more sociable.
OK, here's the vending machine. I'm just going to write VM for vending machine because there isn't enough space.
OK, just put VM. We're very interested in creating a social corner in the NPR because students have asked for a more relaxing space. So we think that this corner here, where the bookshelf is, would be a good place.
This corner here next to the top window?
Exactly. In order to create that relaxed atmosphere, we've decided to buy a large, comfortable sofa. We're trying to get a nice living room feel.
That's a great idea. Is that what this rectangle in front of the window is?
Yes. When you sit down, you should be facing the wall with the interactive whiteboards. Can you write sofa on that rectangle somewhere?
Sofa. OK. My uncle has a special reading corner in his living room, and he has a standing floor lamp. It looks very welcoming and cosy. Would you consider having a floor lamp?
Actually, that might not be a bad idea. Yes, let's include that in the plan. I think it should probably go in between the sofa and the bookshelf. See there, you've got a gap that would be large enough for a lamp. Why don't you draw a circle in the space between the sofa and the bookshelf and write the word lamp in the circle?
Done.
Yes, OK. Don't you think it would be nice to have some bean bags as well as a sofa? That would give a relaxed feeling. We could have three of them just in front of the sofa.
OK, I'll just draw three circles there. Do you want me to write bean bags on them?
No. I want you to write red in one circle, green in another, and yellow in the last circle. It doesn't matter which order. And then I want you to write bean bags with an arrow pointing to each of them, like what you did for the interactive whiteboards.
OK, bean bags, and then one, two and three arrows, and red, green, yellow in the circles. Done.
Right. See this rectangle next to the second window?
Mm-hmm.
That's a computer workstation area.
So, should I write down computer workstation area?
Just put PC area for now.
PC area.
That's brilliant, Andy. Thanks. We've completed the floor plan.
That is the end of task two. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your work. Now you will have 4 minutes to read the instructions for tasks 3, 4, and 5 and go through the data file before you do the tasks. Now, turn to page 2 of the data file and look at your first draft of the questionnaire with Ms. Young's comments. You will listen to a conversation between you and Ms. Young. As you listen, make notes on your first draft of the questionnaire on page 2 of the data file, so that later you can rewrite the questionnaire on page 6 of the question answer book. You have 30 seconds to study the first draft on page 2 of the data file.
Ms. Young, I've received your comments about my questionnaire, and I want to ask you a few questions. Is that okay?
Yes, Andy. How can I help you?
You've put some comments in the introductory section of the questionnaire. What should I do to improve that?
Well, I think you should mention who you are. I mean, which club you're representing. And the purpose of conducting the survey. And request people to take part in the survey. Remember to be polite.
Oh, I see. Can we talk about these questions?
Yes. I think the first thing you'll have to do is to correct the grammar. I've underlined the places where there are mistakes, so make sure that they're corrected before you go and do the survey.
Yes.
I also think you should number the questions so that the survey is more organised.
Okay. I'll just write that down in my notes. Number questions.
Can I ask why you've included a question about hobbies?
We thought it would be an interesting question to have in the survey.
Yes, well, it's interesting, but it may not be totally relevant. So I suggest that you delete it so that your survey becomes more focused.
Okay, I'll just cross it out.
Instead, I think it would be nice to ask the students what their favourite subjects are.
Yes, that's a good idea. I'll just write that down. Favourite subjects.
And how about having an open question that asks the students what they need to make learning effective?
OK. Ask a question about what they need to make learning effective. Is there anything else?
How about asking students if they would like to get the results of the survey? It's always nice to find out the results of a survey you took. And you can get some members for the Brain Power Club at the same time. If they're interested, you could also send them publicity information about the club. This could be your last question. How many questions have you got altogether?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions.
You need to leave some space for people to write their answers. Why don't you write the questions on alternate lines?
OK. I'll leave a line blank between the questions. That's great. Thanks. I'll make the changes now.
You're welcome, Andy, and good luck with the survey.
Thanks.
That is the end of task 3. You now have 8 minutes to put the revised questionnaire on pages 6 and 7 of your question answer book. Now, turn to pages 4 and 5 of the data file and look at your notes on the leaflet and notes for the article for the school magazine. You are now going to hear another conversation between Tess, Hannah, and you. As you listen, take notes on pages 4 and 5 of the data file. You will have 30 seconds to look at the note sheets before the conversation begins. The conversation is about to begin. Take notes on the note sheets as you listen.
OK, let's talk about the leaflet we need to design, telling people how to exercise their brains. Has anyone got any ideas?
Yes, I have a couple of ideas that I think would be good. We should read more books and newspapers.
Hang on, I'll just make a list of our ideas. Read books and newspapers. OK, anything else?
Learn a new word every day.
Learn a new word every day. That's a good idea.
I found this book of puzzles called Train Your Brain. It has lots of ideas on exercising your mind.
Train Your Brain? That would be a good title for our leaflet, don't you think? I like the way it sounds.
Yes, I think it would be a great title. And I've got another suggestion. Throw away your calculator.
Throw away your calculator?
Yes, throw away your calculator. Do maths in your head. That'll really make your brain work.
I think it will make my brain collapse. OK, I'll put it down anyway. Throw away your calculator. Do maths in your head. Anything else?
I can't think of anything else, but I do remember that there was a competition in the Junior Post recently where people wrote in to say how they had improved their learning power. Maybe we could look for that.
Yes, and I found this article on the brain as well. It looks very useful.
Good. Well, I think we should be able to find enough ideas. But how are we going to start the leaflet? We can't just give people a list of things.
Yes, I think we need an introduction, but not too long. Just saying that we can train our brains and that it will keep them working through all our lives. Something like that. And here are some ideas for things to do.
OK. Explain why we should do it and say here are some ideas for things to do. Should I divide them into paragraphs?
No. For the tips you are going to include, just make a list. I mean, use point form instead. And at the end, we should tell them about the Brain Power Club.
OK, let me write that down. Use point form. So I will put a bullet point when I start each point.
Oh, yes. Have we decided when and where we're going to meet?
Yes, Thursday seems to be the best day. There's not too much else on. And after school, say 4 o'clock?
Thursdays at 4 o'clock. Are we going to meet every week?
I think we should meet every week, at least to start with. We can change it later if it's too much.
OK. Every Thursday at 4. Do we have a room?
I've asked Miss Wong if we can use the library. She's going to check and get back to me.
Good. You've been organised. I think we should make it for forms 5 to 7 only. We don't want to have too many people.
I agree that we probably don't want the lower forms, but I think we should include form 4 as well.
Okay. The club is open to forms 4 to 7. I think we should say what the aim of the club is. What should we say?
How about to work together to train our brains?
Yes, I like that. The aim of the club is to work together to train our brains. Good.
Should we give them a contact person in case they want to ask any questions?
Good idea. Will you be the contact, Andy?
Sure. I'll put my email address at the end of the leaflet.
Right then. Perhaps now we could take a few minutes to talk about the article that Andy is going to write for the school magazine as well. Andy, I know that you have got a plan for that. Is that right?
Yes. Let me get my notes for the article for the school magazine first. Look here. I've been thinking about how to write the article, and it seems to me that the ideas can be grouped under several headings. So far, I've got food, exercise and body, and attitude.
Attitude? You mean like believing in yourself?
Yes, and also staying calm. One point I'm going to put in is that people shouldn't worry too much.
That's some advice I should give myself. Don't worry too much.
You could also tell people to choose positive friends.
Choose positive friends? What do you mean by that exactly?
Spend time with people who will help you focus on the positive things. You know, not people who are always negative.
OK, I'll put that down. Choose positive friends.
What were the other headings again? Oh, yes, food. What have you got for that?
So far, I've only got one thing. Eat fish.
Fish? Oh, not me. I hate fish. Too smelly.
Oh, I love it. It's nice to know it's good for my brain.
It's important to drink water too.
Why? Can't I just drink soft drinks?
No, you need water to keep your brain working well. You should always carry a bottle with you. Soft drinks are just full of sugar and other things that are bad for your brain.
Right, drink water. I think there were some other recommendations about food in that newspaper article you gave me. I'll check it later.
What about exercise and body?
I was looking at a website yesterday and it said the most important thing you can do is go for a walk. Walking is the best kind of exercise.
OK, go for a walk. I'm sure I can find more ideas if I look.
I think you need another heading as well, Andy. Environment.
Environment? You mean like pollution?
No, I meant more the kind of place you choose to spend your time and what's around you. For example, everyone should try to spend some time outdoors every day.
Sometimes it's too hot to go outdoors.
I know it can be hot, but fresh air and sunshine are good for you.
OK, I'll put it in. Spend some time outdoors every day.
It says in this article that it's important to get enough sleep. Do we need a new heading for that too?
No, I don't think so. We can put it under exercise and body. Exercise should include rest too, don't you think?
Good idea. Anything else we need to include?
Well, I was thinking that we might be able to use the results of the survey we did last month as a kind of lead-in to the article.
How do you mean?
Well, we can include the survey results in the introduction. The survey showed that most students at the school don't feel that they are good learners and they don't know what to do to help themselves. Our article can help to answer their questions.
Good idea. Can you let me have a copy of the survey results?
Sure. I'll give it to you tomorrow.
Is there anything else?
Well, there's also some useful information in the Junior Post and the article from the Hong Kong Post. You could include the recommendations in your article.
Okay. I think I've got a clear idea how to go ahead with it.
Great. I think that's us finished then.
That is the end of the listening component of the test. Put down your pencil. You will have 1 hour and 15 minutes to complete the writing tasks. An announcement will be made when the time is up. Take off your earphones now and turn off your radio.